Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Brian Lubers talking veterinary feed directive in just a moment.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
We're talking today with Dr. Brian Lubers from Kansas State. And Dr. Lubers, let's talk a little bit about this whole concept of a veterinary feed directive. You were kind of explaining to producers today here at the Noble Foundation about where we really got this initial reaction from FDA to move forward with this strategy.
Yeah, we've seen several new antibiotic regulations come over the last 3 to 4 years, and they really a lot of them aren't new per se, but they're revisions of old regulations. The overall philosophy of the FDA was that they needed to address the antimicrobial resistance issue in humans particularly, but understanding that animal agriculture has a role with their use of antibiotics and how they're going to move forward with addressing that big picture resistance strategy.
We've heard, the ones that are numbered, the 209, the 213 are the ones we've heard a lot about, and they seem to be very prescriptive.
Yeah, 209 is the overlying philosophy of the FDA about how they're going to move forward with judicious use of human medically important antimicrobials in food animals, and it lays out kind of how they're going to move forward. And in that specifically, there are two overlying principles. One is that we're going to make sure that when we use antimicrobials in food animals, that we're doing so because it's necessary for the animal's health. And that led to guidance 213, which was really directed at the animal health companies and how they would change their product labels to remove claims like improved rate of weight gain, improved feed efficiency. And then the second principle was making sure that when antibiotics were used in food-producing animals, that a veterinarian was involved in the decision-making process, and that really led to revision of the VFD rules.
For that cattle producer, you were given some ideas as far as how they need to actually work with a veterinarian. There's quite a few hoops, theoretically, that have to be jumped through.
Yeah, really. The thing, if you're not working with a veterinarian today, you need to find a veterinarian that is going to fill VFD orders in the future. That's kind of the first, if you need to do something today, that's what you need to do. Really, it's all about making sure that the veterinarian is familiar with your operation, familiar with your cattle, knows what disease challenges you have, and then can address those diseases accordingly with veterinary feed directive drugs. There are steps to go through, yes, but it's really all about having that relationship that everybody knows what's going on at that time.
Dr. Brian Lubers from K-State talking about the veterinary feed directive and that veterinary client-producer relationship that needs to be established, which will enable the cattle producer to be able to utilize these antibiotics as needed after the first of next year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, Week in the Rockies coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Originates out of Steamboat Springs, Colorado. 261,000 head of cattle to be offered, 36,000 yearling steers, 24,000 yearling heifers, 58,000 weaned calves, and 138,000 calves on cows. Monday through Friday, the sales will be happening. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.